Hey guys, I'm Erica. I'm 15. And?
And I'm James, and I'm 13.
Little youngster. This is a new podcast we decided to do just because we're awesome like that. But no, I've been wanting to do a podcast for like ever because I'd listen to podcasts and I'd always have stuff to say. So I decided to finally say it here. My brother, who's James, is amazing enough to do it with me.
Yes.
So why don't you tell them what we decided to call ourselves?
Well, we have a couple of favorite book series, and we combined their names and came out with the name Harry Games.
I think that name's so funny, because whenever I think about it, like, it's like Harry Potter and Hunger Games, and you squish them together, but it doesn't make me think of, like, those books at all. It makes me think of, like, a deck of cards covered in, like, hair or something.
Yeah, but Harry is spelled H-A-R-R-Y, not H-A-I-R-Y, so it's not, like, hair on your head.
I know, still. That's what I think of when I hear it. But, so, yeah, we weren't sure if we were going to call ourselves that, because it's kind of, like, weird. But we started talking about it and referring to this podcast as Harry Games, and it kind of stuck. So, but what we're going to be doing in this podcast, we're pretty much just going to, like, talk about books, because we're insane readers like that. And we have a lot of favorite books. So, James, what's your favorite book?
I'm going to have to say Harry Potter.
No, I never would have guessed that. Yeah, as you can tell, we're big Harry Potter fans, and we've pretty recently, you think? Yeah, recently stumbled across Hunger Games. Well, I didn't really stumble across it. My friend told me to read it, and James was like, oh my gosh, read it. It's so good.
Yeah.
So.
It took her forever to start reading it.
It's because you didn't have a copy.
I got you two from the library.
Oh, I admit it. I feel really stupid for not reading it earlier, because it's, like, amazing. But, so yeah, those are some of our very favorite books. But I've also read Twilight. I admit, I was a fangirl for a while, and I still love it. I'm not as obsessed, but did you read those, James?
Twilight is really iffy in my book.
Iffy? You mean like Effie Trinket? Oh, okay, sorry. No, I like the first one the best out of all of them. But Fablehaven, amazing. Brandon Mole's a genius.
Amazing.
You might hear, us. I don't know about us, but me, I often refer to it as Fablehaven. I like squishing words together and making them sound odd. But, what else have you read that you really enjoyed?
Oh.
Any authors that stand out in your mind?
Yeah. Andrew Clemens. He writes for younger children, like fourth grade.
But I love reading down sometimes. They're way fun. What's your favorite book of his?
It's called Things Not Seen.
I haven't read that one. One of my favorites, I think, I'm going to feel terrible by screwing up the name, but I think it's a school story. But it's about this girl who wants to be a writer, and her mom's an editor, and she wants her mom to edit the book, but she doesn't want her mom to be all biased. So, that was good, and Report Card was amazing.
And what other authors do we like?
I love Shannon Hale. Have you read any of hers yet?
Uh-uh.
A lot of people would classify it as chick lit, but it's not. She's amazing. The list seems really short. There's, like, way more we could recommend.
Yeah, but they're not that popular. Like, Charlie Bone, Artemis Fowl, Alex Rider, all really
Serpentide.
Good. Serpentide.
It was great.
That was great. By K.L. Fogg. It's not very well known, but it's really good.
Listen to the audiobook, though, if you can, because
the reader is awesome.
Yeah, he's awesome. There's a lot of accents in that book, and he does them fairly well. I'm not a native from, like, Australia or anything. He does Australian accents, so I don't know if it's, like, actually authentic or, like, that good, but in my opinion, it was good. But I'm a Utard. Speak Utardian.
Yeah, so. We live in Utah. As you can probably tell by the way we talk.
Yeah. I'm not as much of a Utard as most people, though. Like, I pronounce my words fairly well. I think it's because I'm an actor, actress, whatever you want to call it.
And yeah. amazing one, too.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, right now I'm in a production of Wicked, and I got the part of Elphaba. So maybe one day you guys will hear me sing, which will be terribly frightening for me because I'm not good at singing in front of audiences, but...
Maybe you'll be on Broadway, Wicked.
Yeah, I'll be on Broadway, and when I go on Broadway, all you guys are commanded to, like, come see me in New York. I haven't even been to New York, but, okay, we're, like, rambling about nothing now. But, okay, so, yeah, basically we're just trying to, like, introduce us to you and this idea. We're not sure when we're going to get our first official episode out, because we want to get all organized and get you a fancy little website to go hang out at while you wait for episodes and whatever. So.
We'll be doing chapter by chapter on a few books.
Yeah. I think we're going to start with Hunger Games, just because...
It's the newest one.
Yeah. I'm really into those books right now.
Because we're all hyped about them.
Yeah, Mockingjay comes out in August, and I'm so excited. It's the third book in the series. So if you guys haven't read Hunger Games, that's your assignment. Do it now. Hopefully we'll be getting a Facebook group or a Twitter or something so you guys can get updated on what exactly we're doing when podcasts are coming out and whatever. But until then, remember us.
Bye!